The Perfect Stress Podcast does not provide medical or nutritional advice, nor is it a substitute for medical or nutritional advice, and is not intended for the prevention, cure, or mitigation of any medical condition or disease. This podcast provides information only. Please consult a physician or nutritionist for advice. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Perfect Stress Podcast, where we walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. I'm Adam Darrow, your host and founder of My Stress Alarm. Well, we think the time zone issues may be fixed. We're continuing to test because the last thing I want to do is launch a product that's not reliable. So we need the push notification, the stress scores, and the threshold calc all to be reliable. At this stage, My Stress Alarm is what they call a minimally viable product, which means it contains only enough functionality to have value to a very specific target group. In this case, hardworking, goal-oriented, ambitious, driven individuals who, like myself, push themselves a lot and are therefore more susceptible to stress-related symptoms. My Stress Alarm, admittedly, is pretty bare bones at the moment in its current state. There's not a lot of functionality there, but what this app does, no other app does. So very soon, I hope to report that this thing is a go, and not a moment too soon. So I was thinking, what can I talk about today? And one thing that kind of occurred to me yesterday while I was out hiking, I'm up to 3 hours now, by the way, but it occurred to me how much more present I was on this hike than I usually am. Usually I'm going over things in my head and sorting things out and coming up with ideas and stuff and unwinding really for the first half of the hike. And then I kind of settle in and practice being more mindful and present in the moment. But now it seems like even from the start, I'm calmer and don't need to unwind so much. And not just hiking, but recently I've noticed just in general, I feel it's easier for me to sort of turn my mind off, just be less active mentally. Now, I don't know if that's always a good thing, but I think in the fast-paced postmodern world we live today, and with my type of personality, it's probably a good thing. And I see the results. I'll give you an example. Every once in a while, I get these bouts of heartburn. Might last 2 weeks or more. And it seems like it doesn't matter what I eat, I'll get a sour stomach or heartburn. And I'm popping Tums a couple times a day. And then one day, it just stops. And I don't have any heartburn at all and could stay like that for months on end. And so, yes, certain foods can exacerbate the symptoms. And of course, you're not doing yourself any favors if you're, eating too close to bedtime. But clearly, there's more to it, at least in my case, because right now, I could eat a big plate of spaghetti and tomato sauce and have a big glass of wine and go to bed an hour later, and I don't get heartburn. Not to say that I do that or would like to do that. I did do that recently. Maybe not an hour. Maybe it was an hour and a half or 2 hours, but I certainly ate kind of late that day. But no heartburn. But I certainly don't try to do that. But then again, there were other times it didn't seem like it mattered what I ate or when. I was still getting the heartburn. So I believe my heartburn is triggered by stress. Of course, I can't prove that, but from experience, it seems to happen when I have more stress. Right now, I have some stress, but again, more and more, I'm able to just relax without thinking much. In other words, I'm more mindful. Maybe the mindfulness and the deep breathing are starting to condition me to not think as much. which is reducing my stress level even more. Now, video games have long been a favorite of mine to escape from the stresses of the day. But even with video games, I tend to like the ones that require less thinking. So one of my favorite games is Candy Crush, mainly because, number one, there's no time limit. I hate, you know, games like that, like Words with Friends, where it'll just time you out. But even Candy Crush requires some thinking, some strategy for sure, because I'm hardcore. I don't use the boosters. I think it's cheating, but that's just me. But I've been getting into some games that require even less thinking. Tennis Clash is one of the best tennis games I've ever played. It's not perfect, and there is strategy involved, so you do have to think a little bit. But I like that it's fast-paced. Bam, 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 you know. But it's hard to eat while you're playing that game because they'll time you out quick if you're serving. And if you're receiving, you know, I can go take a bite of food. My opponent could serve the ball, whatever. So, you know, come to think of it, they should have an option where, you know, your player can put their hand up to kind of signify they're not ready, just to buy them a few more seconds, like in real life. But anyway, PBA bowling has become my new favorite because there's not much thinking involved. It's fun and you can get better as you go, your skill level. But that's what I find is most important. If you play video games to escape the stresses of the day, you want something easy to learn, doesn't require a lot of thinking, and doesn't have a timer. And right now, PBA bowling beats everything else out there that I see. Now, of course, at some point, I'll get bored of that and have to find something else to play. But just putting it out there. And by the way, I'm not affiliated with any of these games. So, I've talked about mindfulness before, but I just wanted to highlight some thoughts that I have about it. Now, according to the dictionary, mindfulness means a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment, while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations used as a therapeutic technique. Now, what does that first part of the definition mean exactly? Focusing one's awareness on the present moment. Well, another way to put it is not being preoccupied, right? Focusing on the here and now. But that's still a little vague for me. I like to take it another level, which is to be aware of, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate everything around you that plays a role in your very existence. From the sun being the perfect distance from the earth, to the atmosphere and the air we breathe and the ecosystem, to our own incredible bodies that give us the ability to observe the world around us. Think of all the forces around you that work in tandem. Gravity, electromagnetic radiation, including visible light, radio waves, microwaves, infrared, ultraviolet, x-rays. They're all around us, all the time. Bottom line, in order to be fully aware of the present moment, in my opinion, one really needs to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, and be humble of, everything that it takes to make that exact moment happen just as it's happening. So the best way to focus on the present moment, in my opinion, is to look up if you're outside. If you're inside, go outside. But if you can't, then maybe look out a window if you can. Because staring up at the ceiling probably is not that therapeutic. But personally, I'd rather look up at the sky on a sunny day and just observe the beautiful blue color of the sky, the cloud formations, the trees, birds soaring through the air without a care in the world. Looking up is an easy reminder of how the world around you is constantly moving and changing. Clouds moving, maybe very slowly, but they're moving. The sun is slowly moving to the west. The trees are swaying in the breeze. To me, looking up makes me feel like I'm but a speck in this world, in this universe, and reminds me not to take life too seriously. It is what it is. I also notice something else when it comes to focusing on the present moment. It actually makes things more enjoyable, more fun. For example, I can really focus in on the color of something and its texture. Really take it in, like I did when I was a kid. You weren't so preoccupied as a kid. You could pay more attention back then to things like color. You just forget, but you enjoyed each moment a little bit more, even the mundane stuff. You just didn't realize it because you had nothing to compare it to back then. So, in some respects, I see mindfulness as sort of deprogramming your adult mind. A mind that says, why are you staring at this thing? You're wasting your time looking at colors. This isn't helping you at all. Oh, but it is. You're enjoying the moment more, and it's not costing you anything money-wise. So in a way, for me at least, mindfulness comes down to trying to experience things, process things, like I did when I was a kid. Paying more attention to details, observing a lot more, and actually enjoying and being in the moment more. It's very difficult to try to think the way you did as a kid, how you process things, but I think it can be done. At least I'm trying to do that, but it is difficult, but I think it's worth the effort. Mindfulness reduces stress, and you know it can help you fall asleep faster, but it also enhances the enjoyment you get out of everyday living. It improves your quality of life in a systemic and fundamental way. And that could lead to being more optimistic because now your quality of life is better. And it really is better. You're not fooling yourself. If you practice mindfulness on a regular basis, then you know what I'm talking about. And just to wrap things up, getting back to how mindfulness has kind of conditioned me to think less in general, to get out of the habit of thinking all the time, it has really helped me with my heartburn. Again, I can't prove it, but these are things that you kind of pick up on over time. It requires experience. Well, that's my two cents for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate your feedback too, so please don't be shy. You can post a comment on the Perfect Stress Facebook page, or always feel free to email me directly at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Stay safe, wishing you good health and success. Have you ever felt like you pushed yourself so much that it actually affected your health, either physically or mentally? If you have an autoimmune disorder, heartburn, tension headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, high blood pressure, depression, or something else you think is stress-related, then My Stress Alarm might be just the app for you, as it helps you walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. It takes just a minute a day, no wearables or sensors needed. Just go to mystressalarm.com to download for iOS or Android. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in, and if you'd like to get new episodes automatically, just click subscribe. Also, I'd be much obliged if you left a review or comment. Well, until next time, wishing you good health and success, and remember, don't let stress get in the way of success.